The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight featuring episode 136 with Scotty Smith. And he's going to be talking about how he was able to build 20 tiny homes in a really dope location. So let's get into it, man. This is a really different sector of the real estate game, tiny homes. And so Scotty does a great job of talking about how he did it. So here's a little peek into his process and how he pulled it off. The Investor Spotlight featuring episode 136. Let's get it.
Talk to us a bit more about the retreat at Lake Noir. I believe it's 20 tiny home cabins on 15 acres, Oakwood, Texas. Is that right?
That's correct. So let me before I jump into that. So yeah. Like I said, for the most part of the greater part of the past 6 or 7 years, I've really been focusing in on affordable housing within the city of Dallas and within a specific community called South Dallas near Fair Park. And with that, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of headaches dealing with cities, public-private partnerships, all of that stuff that comes along with that can cause somebody to almost lose their mind. And so this year, you know, I said to myself, I wanted to focus on projects that were way more fun. And this is how the retreat at Lake Noir was birthed. You know, specifically around the time that I had COVID, I wanted to get away. I wanted to be kind of tucked away in a nice spot where I could just be one with nature. And so I found this, you know, I had this property that I was already working on, and I just put it together. I ran the numbers, looked at it, saw what it looked like, and said, okay, we're going to make this happen. So ultimately what I came up with is the Retreat at Lake Noir. It's 20 luxury tiny cabins. Situated around a man-made lake on this 15-acre piece of land, about an hour and a half south of Dallas, 2 hours north of Houston, and about 2 to 2.5 hours away from pretty much every major city in the state. And so this concept was created to give people the opportunity to get away, to retreat, to chill and stop and pause and get away from the busyness of just everyday life, where they can, you know, go out there and fish, hop on a little boat, do some boating, some kayaking, enjoy the walking trails, and really just sit with nature and get a refresh. And that's what I needed in the moment. And I was like, yo, I'm certain if I need it, there's other people that also need it. And so I started doing some digging and realized that it wasn't a new concept. There was a lot of people, a lot of different similar retreats or getaways or, you know, tiny cabin type deals around Texas. But what made me very interested in pursuing this full force was that none of them were Black owned, no Black ownership, but also every one of them was booked up for months on the end. So they told me it was a market. It was confirmation. And so that's where we kind of turned the lights on. And I said, look, guys, we're going to go full force with this thing. Let's make it happen. I don't care how we do it. Let's make it happen. If we got to bring in some people on that, and, you know, a part of that, and I think it was, hey, if we got to bring in some people on it, that got some of my team members interested, like, hey, why don't we do a crowdfund? I said, Now we're talking. And so it's really a development where it creates this peace of mind. We're tapping into the mental health space, allowing for people to get away, retreat from the busyness of life. But we're also tapping into what my original mission was when I first started in real estate, which was to help people create wealth and generate wealth using real estate as that vehicle. And so we did this crowdfund for it. And we got about 104 investors who invested into this deal. And we're doing a, you know, a groundbreaking, kind of this ceremonial groundbreaking next week. And it's just an awesome deal. It's an awesome feeling to know that 104 people, you know, most of which I did not know, invested in this project. And I know every single day people are calling me or texting me or messaging me, hey, is it too late to invest in this? Yeah, you know, it's been a while. So I'm really excited where we are with it right now is we're constructing right now. We've done most of the site work. This is the first time in my entire career that I've actually built a lake and dug a lake. And so that's pretty amazing to experience and see. And so, you know.
Love it. Love it. So you sit and you want to retreat and this idea comes to you. Mm-hmm. So from there, it seems like you kind of rallied the troops, but I would love to hear more about, like, you know, Texas obviously has a lot of land, right? All over. So how did you decide that you wanted to do this project in Oakwood?
You know what? It was really kind of serendipitous. I'll tell you this. I hunt. Being from Texas, we hunt, we fish, outdoor stuff. My hunting trip last year, due to COVID and all that stuff, it didn't happen in the way that we normally make it happen. I got cut out the trip because they were like, hey, a limited amount of people can come. I got cut out, right? I was a low man on the totem pole. And so I immediately started thinking about, you know, hey, look, I don't never want this to happen again. I'm going to go find my own hunting land. So I kind of passively started looking at stuff. And, you know, every so often, like, oh, I could probably buy that. It doesn't work. So Facebook, a gentleman posted something. And I said, this is interesting. I said, hey, man, look, I'll offer you this price for the land. He said, nah, I'm going to try to market it a little longer. Okay, cool. No problem. No sweat. It was very passive. And then, you know, a few months later, I saw that he reposted it. Hey, you know, I'll offer you that same price. No, I'm cool. You know, contract fell through. I'm going to try to get my price. Okay, cool. 6 months later, this gentleman hits me back and was like, hey, are you still interested in paying this price for this land? And I was like, nah, I offer you $15,000 less. You know, we can close in a few weeks. So initially I bought this land, you know, to be my hunting land. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got it for, you know, a pretty good steal. And I just said, you know what, I could be doing more with it because it's such a peaceful location. People would love to come there. And so that's how I got it. That's how I, you know, I negotiated the deal, you know. And we've been moving since then.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So you secure the land and, you know, how you're essentially like building the community. So what does that planning and process look like? Because that, you know, I've seen the progress and seen, you know, things going up step by step. But what does that look like, I guess, at a basic level to just try to put all the pieces together?
Yeah, so that's very interesting. So this particular project is completely different than what you would typically do in like the city limits. This is technically considered a rural lake location. It's in a county called Freestone County, the largest city next to it is a city called Fairfield, which is a pretty decent sized little community. But it's literally 2 minutes outside of the city limits. And because it's 2 minutes outside the city limits, what's required inside the city isn't required there. And so your permits and all that other stuff, that the process that you would typically have to go through with your engineers and all that, We didn't have to go through that process on this property. But in a typical situation, we would have to have, you know, engineered plans stamped and approved by not just our engineer, but also the city, planning and zoning, all that stuff. You'd have to get everything stamped by Encore and your plumbers and your, you know, because we got septic out there. We'd have to have all that stuff situated. And so for us in this case, it just required us to sit and plan through what it took to make this come to life. And a part of that is, hey, we still need all of these things, but we can do what's called kind of this whole build to suit situation. So as we're planning, you know, we can then go build instead of doing everything up front, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on the front end and hoping to pull it off on the back end. As we're doing this stuff, we're like, okay, we need this. We're good to go. It matches our engineers with us most of the way. The only part that's a little different is we're doing our Encore, which is our electric hookup, pretty much in the middle of this project, which typically you want to do on the front end. But because of, you know, where we are and how we're doing it, we can do that. And so this process, like I said, it's a little bit different than your standard inner city development just because it's rural. You don't have any permits. And so, yeah, that's been pretty fun, I'd say.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.